Chapter 79, How Christ's Death Defeated Satan. Christ had accomplished the work he came to do, and with his parting breath he exclaimed, "It is finished." The battle had been won. All heaven triumphed in the Savior's victory. Satan knew his kingdom was lost. It was for the angels and unfallen worlds as well as for us that the great work of redemption had been accomplished. Until the death of Christ, Satan had so clothed himself with deception that even holy beings had not understood his principles nor clearly seen the nature of his rebellion. Lucifer had been the covering cherub, the highest of all created beings. He had been foremost in revealing God's purposes to the universe. After he had sinned, his power to deceive was the more deceptive, and unveiling his character was more difficult because of the exalted position he had held with the Father. God could have destroyed Satan and his sympathizers, but he did not do this. Force, compelling power, is found only under Satan's government. The Lord's authority rests on goodness, mercy, and love, and these principles are the means to be used. God's government is moral, and truth and love are to be the prevailing power. In the councils of heaven it was decided that time must be given for Satan to develop the principles of his government. He had claimed that these were superior to God's. Time was given for the working of Satan's principles, that they might be seen by the heavenly universe. For 4,000 years, Christ was working for man's uplifting, and Satan for his ruin. And the heavenly universe beheld it all. From the time when Jesus appeared as a babe in Bethlehem, Satan worked to bring about his destruction. He sought to prevent him from developing a perfect childhood, a faultless manhood, a holy ministry, and an unblemished sacrifice. But he was defeated. He could not lead Jesus into sin. All the efforts of Satan to overcome him only brought out in a purer light his spotless character. With intense interest, heaven and the unfallen worlds followed the closing scenes of the conflict. They heard his bitter cry, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." They saw him sorrowful with a bitterness exceeding that of the last great struggle with death. The bloody sweat was forced from his pores, and thrice the prayer for deliverance was wrung from his lips. Heaven could no longer endure the sight, and a messenger of comfort was sent to the Son of God.